Don't ever cut something out. If you cut something out, then you crave it and you binge it and you end up in a worse place than when you started. Cut it back. People ask me all the time, how many carbs a day do you eat? And I have no idea. My doctor even gets more aggressive with it. He says, that's a silly question, David. He said, you can keep a food diary and approximate, but you're never going to know exactly. He said, I want you to listen to four things.
This is the Kimberly Vass Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here.
Hey, everybody, this is the Kim Gravel Show. And this season, we are going to be leveling up our lives, stepping into our purpose, and we're going to do it together. And today, you're going to be so inspired because our guest, Zach, is David Venable. He is one of the premier hosts on QVC. I mean, he's been there, I think, 30-something years.
He's QVC royalty.
He's royalty. But only that, I mean, he's just made such a huge life transformation. He's lost over 71 pounds. Let me tell you, David has sold over 800,000 books. I can't tell you how many millions and millions of dollars he has sold on QVC, on the QVC platform. And he just recently lost 71 pounds and has kept it off for over a year and counting. I mean, that is, when you hear his story, Zach, about how he took control of his life, and just said, and his health, and said, I'm going to do this. It's inspiring.
Yeah. And I think, and he's inspired a lot of people along the way, hasn't he?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he does it every week. And I like, he has this message of being, you know, taking care of ourselves and being responsible for our own health. But also, I love the fact, watching his story, it inspires me personally, because we do have some control over our health and our well-being and our energy and our becoming our best selves. And I think that's what David really has shown us through his journey. And that's why we go through the things we go through, y'all, is to encourage each other and lift each other up. And so, you know, if you want to feel better about who you are, if you want a little motivation to step out of your comfort zone, if it's lose a little weight, if it's start a new career, if it's if you're wanting to just go to the next level in your life, you have to stay tuned and watch and listen to David Venable and his journey and his weight loss journey and his health journey. And you're going to hear that right after this. Hey, y'all, it's Kim Gravel here. And I got a question for you. Are you ready to level up your life? Are you tired of having all the self-doubt? Well, if you are, I've got a confidence quiz you've got to take, because no matter where you are in the journey of your life, right now is where you start to be everything you were meant to be. So head on over to KimGravel.com to find out how confident you really are. Let's go. Okay. QVC royalty is on today's show. And I mean that because the one and only David Venable is on the pod, Zach.
David Venable.
Oh my gosh. David, I'm just going to just tell everybody, he's the host of the QVC popular show In the Kitchen with David, many other shows. He has some new block of summer programming coming to QVC. It's launching today. We're here to talk to you, David. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. You know how much I adore you.
Listen, the feeling is totally mutual. Okay, David, everybody, I just want to jump into what I want to talk to you about, because you look amazeballs. Oh, you look so hot. You look so slim and trim. I mean, you've been working out. You've been slimming down. 71 pounds down and holding. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm sorry. Everybody's going to want to know your secrets and how you got there. Tell me, what in the world, David? Because everybody knows you. You're famous.
Well, I mean, in the world of pots and pans and food, I am famous. Outside of that, probably nothing. But It's important to know regular visits to your doctor are so critical. I'm a big fan of partnering with your physician, not just sitting and being a passive participant in your health. And so when I went in for my physical after the exam, my doctor said, "Would you step in my office? I'd like to talk to you." I was like, "Oh boy, I know what's coming." So we went into his office and we sat down. He's about my age and he's been my doctor for more than 20 years. And he said, "David, would you agree with me you're carrying too much weight?" I said, "Oh, absolutely." He said, "You've shared with me your family history. I'm worried about you." He said, "I know that so much of what you have and are ripe for developing, your parents have had. Your dad passed when he was 70, had a spate of health issues. And so he said, I think it's time to lose the weight." And he said, "Would you agree with me that it's time?" And I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "What would you suggest?" He said, "I think low carb and low sugar. I think it's probably going to be the best and most effective way for you to do that." And I said, "Well, how do I go about that? Does that mean pizza?" And he laughed and said, "Yes." I mean, I was making pizza.
What? Pizza has carbs? Well, pizza has carbs,
pizza has
David?
White carbs, right? And white carbs convert to sugar, and then sugar converts to fat. And this is just a vicious cycle that all repeats on itself. So so he said, I don't have a lot of advice for you. I'm going to turn you loose on the internet. I want you to educate yourself. I want you to read labels. I want you to, if you have any questions, I want you to text me. And I want you to, and then if I don't know the answer, I'll look it up. He said, initially, I want you to lose 40 pounds. And that sounded like it sounded like 400 pounds to me. It sounded like a lot.
Right.
And so I thought to myself, okay, being a naturally curious person, I'm just going to go home and I'm going to go on the internet and start to research this. Well, once I did, I realized there was this whole community of people that ate low carb and low sugar. Lots of people that did videos on YouTube. Now, a lot of people say, "Well, David, are you now keto?" And I'm not 100% keto. I use a lot of their recipes because it applies to my low sugar, low carb lifestyle. But I don't subscribe to every one of the points of a keto purist, right? And so I kind of made my own way. And so after about the first 8 days or so, I was down about 7 pounds. And I thought, oh my word, this is working, right? And so, but I was only eating a few things because I'd only researched a few things and I was struggling with variety. And what I was finding is that I didn't want to stray from the path because what I was doing was working. But I found myself eating the same things day in and day out. And I was like, this got more in the life than this, right?
I know.
So I started venturing out and started doing some trial and error, started ordering some snacks and started listening to my body. You know, our bodies are powerful communicators.
They are.
When we like something, they tell us when we're in trouble. We don't always listen, but they are always communicating with us, right? And my body was telling me forever, "David, you're carrying too much weight. It's hard on our organs. It's hard on our joints. Why are you doing this to us?" But the mac and cheese tasted too good. And the pizza was right?
Come on with
and
it.
And so I was just eating because it tasted good going down. Not that I felt good after it was over because then COVID comes and we're still on the air at QVC and I'm stressed about COVID and I come home and I would eat something, you know, get home at 11:30, 12:30 at night. And then I would eat the whole kitchen and something terrible for me. And then I'd go to bed and wonder why I was having terrible dreams and wasn't sleeping well while I was gaining weight, right? So it was not unusual to me. I realized what was happening, but it was just like, you know, it was like a bus accident. You couldn't look away. And it just kept happening and kept happening until finally I had this wake-up call with the doctor on February 3rd, 2022. And he said, "It's time for us to do something about this." And he's long said to me, he said, "David, you are nothing if not compliant." He said, "I ask you to do something and you do it. You don't go halfway."
Oh, and that's so hard.
It is hard.
You leaned in.
It's a journey, right?
It is. So was it the fear of what was, like, what made you, because like, I mean, I've had my doctor say the same stuff to me and it hadn't triggered me yet. I'm still praying about it, David. But like, what was it that made you go, you know, now's the time I'm doing this?
Well, you know, I think my family history, because so much of what, you know, what was wrong in my family is hereditary. So high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, all those kinds of things. And so I realized that I was already predisposed to things that were not good for me. I knew what I was doing that was wrong. And I work on television and I kept buying larger clothes. I wouldn't tuck my shirts in because I looked like stuffed sausage in my clothes. I dreaded photo shoots because I knew that I had to stuff myself into clothing. And I didn't feel good about myself. I knew I didn't look good.
You didn't feel good.
And so, and if I was honest with myself, I didn't feel good in my own skin. I didn't feel physically.
Yes.
The mac and cheese tasted good going down, but then after I ate it, I felt like a big slug, right? So, so I thought, you know what, he's telling me this. My mom, who is a retired healthcare professional, took me by both hands back in the early part of 22.
And
she
said, and we love her.
I want you to promise me you'll do something about your weight. So she was telling me, the doctor was telling me, I knew in loud voices I needed to do this. And so I just decided one day, okay, I'm going to start, but I'm going to start slowly. I always tell people when I have a chance to interact with customers, don't ever cut something out. If you cut something out, then you crave it and you binge it and you end up in a worse place than when you started. Cut it back. People ask me all the time, how many carbs a day do you eat? And I have no idea. My doctor even gets more aggressive with it. He says, that's a silly question, David. He said, you can keep a food diary and approximate, but you're never going to know exactly. He said, I want you to listen to four things. Listen to your body. Trust your blood work, which I have done every 3 months. Look at the scale. I weigh myself every day because it's motivation for me. And fourth, he said, I want you to listen to me. If all four of those things are working, he said, you're okay. And all four of those things are great. I went back to see him 3 weeks in to my journey because he wanted to check on me, see how I was doing, wanted to see me in person. So I walked in, and the first thing they do in my doctor's office is they weigh you. Well, the same nurse that had weighed me 3 weeks prior weighed me again, and I was 27 pounds down. And she said, David, I'm sorry, the scale is broken. She said,
the scale's broken.
She said,
David, no, you can't just fly over that. Say that again.
I mean, 3 weeks in, I was 27 pounds down. I mean, I took this very seriously. And I know everyone loses weight at different rates, and men as opposed to women and the whole nine yards. But I was like,
yeah, but still.
But if I was going to do this, I was going to do it right.
You must have known. You weigh yourself every day. Did you walk in there with like a swagger? You
were
like,
I was excited to go to the doctor. I was like, I'm going to go out there and tell them I'm 27 pounds down. So, but
I'll check the scale.
But the nurse didn't know this, right? And so she puts me on the scale and she says, David, I'm sorry, the scale is broken. We're going to have to try another scale. And I looked at her and I said, no, it's not. She said, what do you mean? I said, I would knock you down for a pizza. And she went,
I'd cut you.
She was like, okay, so the weight is right. I'm going to leave the room because you're scaring me a little bit. And so, and then the doctor poked his head in before the exam. He said, I just had to see you. He said, I'm so proud of you. He said, all the people in the front office want to know what it is you're doing. And so he came in and he gave me the exam and he said, David, you're great. And I said, you know what's interesting to me, doctor, is that the customers haven't noticed yet. He said, wait till you're 40 pounds down. He said, are you wearing your clothes differently? I said, not really. He said, wait till you start wearing things that are a bit more fitted. Wait till you start tucking in your shirt. Wait till you're down about 40 pounds and then let me know what they're saying. Well, then gradually people on the air started to notice. Now, everyone with—
I noticed immediately.
With fear and, there it is, right? That picture on the left was taken the day I left the
doctor's
office.
David!
I left the doctor's office and I had the presence of mind to snap a picture in the car. That was me when I left the doctor's office on February 3rd, 2022. The picture on the right is February 3rd, 2023, 71 pounds down. And those pants, I lost 5 inches on my waist. I came down a shirt size, the whole nine yards. It was incredible. And people say, well, it must be so great buying smaller clothes and you must be so happy with the way you look. And I'm like, that's a side benefit to me. Because what keeps me motivated is how I feel. I can climb stairs and not be winded. I can walk long distances. I can park further away from the grocery store knowing that I'm not going to have any issue walking all that way because I'm not going to stop and catch my breath and all those kinds of things. And I just, it feels great to feel great.
So that was how long? How was that? How many months was
that? So 40 pounds, I was down in a couple of months. I was down in a couple of months, down 40 pounds. So the doctor says to me, how do you feel about going to 70? Well, that was only 30 more pounds at that point. And I thought to myself, sure, why not? So I had my foot to the floor. I had the pedal to the metal. I was conscious of everything that I was eating. And so when I got to 70 pounds down around the end of July or August of 2022, I thought, how do I stop? Because all I've been focused on is losing the weight. How do I ease up on the gas?
Right. Because it does take focus. It does take extreme. It's almost like your whole mind has to be in that mindset. You know what I'm saying? But so now are you that focused? What did you do? Well, I mean, and now are you freer with it?
What's happened is my body has adjusted to it, right? And so if I eat too many carbs or too much sugar now, my body lets me know in loud voices. Ooh. I don't feel well. I feel bloated. I feel like, oh, this was a mistake. So that keeps me honest. Our viewers keep me honest because they don't want me to fail. They don't want me to fail. I don't want to fail. And when they tell me they're inspired by me and they're losing weight because of me.
Oh, yeah. that
true inspiration. It's an honor. It's a responsibility. And I get all that. So so when I was down 70 pounds, I began to look at what I was eating. I was like, all right, so now I need to maintain this. I don't know, have to be so hard focused on losing the weight. I need to maintain it. And I maintained it now almost a year. I'm still 71 pounds down and it has stayed that way. So low carb and low sugar, I've gotten more inventive. Customers have been asking me, please share your low carb and low sugar.
That's my next question. When are you going to do the next cookbook? I see the next cookbook.
You know, that's a question I get a lot. And those are questions that have to first come from QVC management. And we haven't had that conversation yet.
Well, I'm telling them right now, have the conversation. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book your appointment with them online. Seriously, y'all, it's totally free and it only takes a few seconds to search for and book an appointment with a great doctor in your area who takes your insurance. And can I say, I just did it last week and it was the easiest thing. It's so hard to find good doctors, but they like at your fingertips, you have a list of doctors in your network and in your area. So what are you waiting for? Go to ZocDoc.com/Kim or download their free app and check it out for yourself. I love telling people about ZocDoc because I use it. I love it. It's so easy and it is super fast, y'all. When you go to ZocDoc.com/Kim, you're also supporting our show at the same time that you're supporting your health for free. So it's a win-win, y'all. Find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Kim, ZocDoc.com/Kim to find a doctor in your area, fast and free. Y'all, what are your springtime goals? I mean, mine is to stay healthy and to keep my weight off and to love my Factor meals because they are calorie smart meals and they have helped me so much with my portion control. And to support our show and to support your own health. And just for our listeners, you get 50% off your first box of Factor Meals and 20% off your next one by visiting factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 at checkout. Listen, Factor Meals are fresh. They're never frozen. They're chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And the most important part, they taste so good that even my kids steal them from me. Before Factor, when I needed a fast meal, I would hit the drive-thru. Well, not anymore, because they have popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan and Veggie. I mean, they're tailored to you and your schedule. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus an extra 20 off of your next box. That's code Kim50 at factormeals.com/Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Try Factor Meals, get healthy, and give full. They're good, y'all. What if someone's listening right now, doesn't feel great about themselves or doesn't know how to start or get motivated? What advice do you have for them?
I always say that you didn't gain weight overnight. You're not going to lose it overnight. We don't cross the mountain in a single bound unless we're Superman, right? So every journey begins with one step. You just have to decide you're going to do things differently. It's a journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So what we're doing is we're finding out things about ourselves day by day by day. You know, I was famous for saying in the early going that I had hungrier days than others, right? And Kim, I've heard you say many times you love to eat. So do I.
I love to eat.
It's one of those things. But you know what? It's about eating differently and about eating
things. Right, it is.
And then also partnering with your doctor because, you know, when you go low carb and low sugar, that means you can have higher fat unless your cholesterol is in trouble. And you need to, why it's important to have the blood done every 3 months, right?
But you know what, David, I'm hearing you talk about, you're saying being your partner with your doctor. You're really saying get educated, you know, take care of your own body. You know, I think it's the only body we got, right? I mean, this is it. I mean, this is all we have. And we need to not just trust what we've always done. We need to learn for ourselves. To me, that's the biggest takeaway. I mean, you're so educated on all this.
Well, and it took time. I had to educate myself. I wanted my doctor to give me all the answers. And he said, whole wheat pasta is not bad if you put a lot of sauce on it, is what he said to me. Hand up. That's exactly what he said to me. And I thought to myself, well, that much is true, but I need a lot more. He said, I want you to get busy on the internet. So I did. And I learned a lot. And what I always tell the customers is what has worked for me may not work for you. It's important for you
sure,
to listen.
Everybody's different.
Listen to your own body. Everyone's journey will be unique. But I can tell you this, every journey has to start. And the journey never ends. And I always say to the customers, even though I'm at my goal weight, I'm spending every day maintaining it. I know what's important. Yes. I know what I can eat, what I can't eat. Just recently, I went with our buyers to a trip to Le Creuset's U.S. headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina.
And I saw
after
that.
Our meeting, they took us to a local eatery in Charleston that is known for fried chicken. Now, I haven't had fried chicken in over a year and a half. And the whole table with fear and trembling looks at me and says, David, what are you going to order? And I'm like, I'm in Rome. I'm going to order the fried chicken, right?
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
So it was the first piece of fried chicken I'd had in a year and a half. And I thought, you know what? This will be okay. I'll have one piece of fried chicken and that'll be fine. Well, I devoured it because it was the first one I'd had in a year and a half.
Sucking the bone off the marrow.
Yeah. Just, I mean,
it was sucking the marrow out of the bone. Yeah.
The waitress came up and said, I can't take any credit for the bone marrow. And so, but, you know, I finished it and I thought, well, yeah, it tasted good going down, but now I don't feel so great, you know?
Right.
And it just reinforced what I already knew. What I can eat is what I can eat. What I can't eat anymore, I should avoid. And so, you know, people always say to me, well, don't you have cheat days? And I'm like, well, I try. And when I do, my body kind of fights back. And so it's good motivation not to have a cheat day. My doctor says, well, that's good motivation, isn't it? I was like, not exactly what I wanted to hear you say.
What's your energy level like, David? I mean, tell me like the, because you were working... You are the hardest working gentleman in show business.
Oh, you're sweet.
I mean, you're on all the time and you're doing 4 to 5 hour stints when you're on live TV. And that, y'all, is no joke. I mean, the stamina, how has that changed for you?
It has changed tremendously. I've got newfound energy for product presentations. You know, even management has said to me, you seem like a different person.
Wow.
Because there's so much energy. There's so much enthusiasm. You know, when I would have a 4-hour shift, I would groan to myself and think, oh, my word, how am I going to make it through this? And, you know, of course, never saying that on the air, but thinking that, right?
But it's the feeling, your body. Yeah,
because your body is like, oh, there's no way you're going to do 4 hours. And now I'm like, 4 hours done. It's over? Yeah, it's really pretty amazing. I talk about the Dyson Hidden Dirt demo. And, you know, that's where we vacuum a carpet that looks clean to the naked eye. Then we drop down on one knee and we open up the contents of the dustbin on a clean piece of paper.
Right, right.
Now, getting down wasn't such a problem when I was heavy, but getting up was really tough. I mean, climbing my big heavy behind off the floor, they had to drop to a product shot. And I would have to climb up and moan and groan.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
Now I just pop down and pop up. It's great. You know,
it's great.
But it's live TV, right? And the customers began to see that and began to understand that. And they're like, now, David, you're still doing food shows. Isn't that torture? And I'm like, everything in moderation, including moderation, right? You don't. When I used to sell chicken and dumplings, I would hope that Lauren Edmonds would talk a lot so I could house the whole bowl. Now I have one bite and I put it down. I know what it tastes like. I know how good it is. I know on a
Okay, David, stop. You can't just go past that. Everything in moderation, including moderation. What do you mean by that? I mean, that is like... That's the whole tag of this show.
I'm writing that
down. What do you mean by that? Is so insane. You got to explain that.
Well, what that means to me is, you know, everything you do in moderation. And then when you feel like you're overdoing the moderation, remember that moderation needs to be in moderation too, right?
Correct.
Because I think what happens is we think, well, we get down on ourselves, right? And we're like, I'm way too heavy and I'm just, and you know, my weight is contagious. I need to do something about this. And I'm not good and I'm not the good person that I think I am because I'm too heavy. No, David is still David. David was just heavier than David ought to be. And his body was telling him in loud voices, be better because you can be better.
Come on.
Yeah. And so it's just a matter of making up your mind that you're going to do it. But it's a journey. It's a one step a day kind of thing. I'm aware of everything I eat now. I listen to my body and my body likes it. Great. My body doesn't like
it. I love that.
I don't do it again. You know, there are a lot of things that I tried that I liked a lot. Some things I tried that I didn't like at all. And I thought, well, this much was a mistake, kind of like Brussels sprouts. But it's one of those situations where you just get into a, you get into a situation where you're like, I need to make a change. I know I can be better. I want to be my best self. And I'm not getting any younger. I'll be 59 in November of this year.
David, you do not look 59.
Well, I don't know what 59 is supposed to look like, but I know I felt 59.
Well, it ain't you. Yeah. It's not what you look like. I can tell you that.
People always say to me, you just look so healthy. Are you happy?
You look happier
than I've been in a long time, healthier than I've been.
I would say not happy. I would say pure joy. It is such a pleasure to watch you work on QVC because it's not work, first of all. We call it work just because that's what your job is, what your career is. But watching you on QVC is such a pleasure. It's such an inspiration to me because you're doing exactly what you're called to do. And it now the way you look and feel, it's just that extra, it's even extra. Like it's given you even more motivation and even more talent, success, and giftings. You know what I'm saying? They're just on display, bigger and better.
Well, it should be joyful, right? Whatever we're doing should be joyful. Yeah. There's an old saying that says, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I know that that's not a new phrase, yes, but it's a truthful one.
But it's a real
it's
one.
It's a truthful one.
Yeah,
and
it's a good
when
one.
My good friend, Jane Tracy's mother, used to say, sooner or later, everyone gets on their right shelf. Everyone gets on their right shelf.
Come with it.
Right? And so I couldn't do what you do. You probably couldn't do what I do. And the whole line.
So are you on the right shelf,
I'm
David?
I'm on the right shelf. I'm right where I belong. I will have been with QVC this December 30 years. And I always knew that.
Wow.
Come on.
I always knew QVC would be a big part of my life. I never knew that it would be my whole career. And, I've worked hard for them. They have treated me well. It has been a great partnership. And people always say, well, are you going to retire now that you've been there 30 years? I plan to. No.
Uh-uh.
I always.
There's no way. You can't retire now. You're just getting going.
I always say they're
going
to have to throw my big tall behind out. And everything that we're doing is joyful. And what I'm doing is joyful.
Well, I want to ask you about something that you did new last year that's joyful. That Holly and the Hot Chocolate movie that's on QVC Plus, it killed. It was so successful. But people don't know that was your idea.
Well, it was an idea I had for a long time. And I went to our then head of programming and pitched the idea. And she said, I think this is great. It's not quite time for it yet. And then a couple years go by and she comes back to me and she says, would you mind meeting with my team again and repitching that idea? Because I think we could do it on Plus. I'm like, sure. So I had this idea that, kind of like a traditional Christmas movie, there'd be a couple that finds themselves thrown together by fate. She's traveling through a small town, her car runs off the road, the tow truck driver comes, there's some tension, and they kind of like each other, but she's kind of mad at him and the whole nine yards. And the only
that makes for a great love story.
Right? And the only place in town for her to stay is the bed and breakfast in town, which just happens to be owned by his mother. And she wanders down to the kitchen because she can't find Wi-Fi signal, only to find the mother baking Christmas cookies. And she says, well, maybe you should have my son, who is the tow truck driver. Oh, he's your son. Maybe he should show you around town. Well, as he does, they then see all these people lined up for hot chocolate. And it's good, nice Mr. David who's giving out free hot chocolate. Well, that's where I came in, right?
That's right. You made that love connection.
Along with Serendipity, we created a hot chocolate mix called David's Magical Hot Chocolate. And when she got up to the front of the line, she said, well, what is it about your hot chocolate that makes it so special? And I said, well, Holly, I think it's my secret ingredient. Like my mother before me, every cup is made with love. And you see me smile and I twinkle and my eye twinkles and the whole nine yards. Well, they then fall in love and the whole nine yards and the story takes its natural flow from there. So we made the hot chocolate available. The only downside was I got terribly sick when the movie launched.
I remember.
Right around Thanksgiving of last year. And so I missed my first Black Friday in 29 years at QVC.
I remember.
So I had to call in. I sounded like a bullfrog because I had a horrible, I think I had flu. And so, and my mom has long been a believer that if you don't listen to your body will take the rest it needs, right? And boy, it took it.
I just experienced that.
Knocked me down. So I called in and it was very successful. And I had a cameo in the movie. I had two lines, very excited, very nervous. And so, but they hired real actors. We used a small town not far from
it.
It's great.
Everybody needs to see it. So we're just looking. Have you started developing the new one for this season?
Well, I pitched a sequel idea. We're waiting to hear if it gets greenlit.
Oh, great.
It will.
Because
it will.
I want to see the two characters get married.
Let's go. Let's go.
Is it also hot chocolate?
Well,
is
there's a hot chocolate component, and I can't tell you much more than that because it'll give away the synopsis. But there is, I mean, I'll still be giving out hot chocolate, but if they're getting married, there's got to be a cake, right?
Oh, okay. We got to leave it there because if we don't,
we're going to spoil the whole story. It hasn't been green lately.
I'm going to be hungry, and I'm trying to stay low carb too.
Girl,
so I'm right
know,
with you.
Okay. Right? There you go. So come on.
Right. The struggle is real. Okay. So before we go, we have to do a fun game with you. It's a challenge. Okay. And you're going to randomly sell some items in this Zoom using 9 words that my Gen Zers, my teenage sons, use.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Zach, are you going to pull up these words? David is a pro.
I'm going to wait and see.
All right. We did this with Jane Tracy. No, we're going to tell you what they mean. We're going to tell you what they mean. We're going to pull them up.
Okay.
So I have 2 teenage boys. Okay. Talk about eating mac and cheese. That's all they eat. But here's the words. Okay. The first one is no cap. So when someone says that's no cap, that means that's no lie.
Okay.
All right. The second one is drip. Looking good. Having swagger, which you have that. You have tons of drip, my friend.
Bless your heart.
Riz is charisma, charming, flirty. Okay. Vibe check, checking on how someone's doing. Look at these. This is how these get. Bussin', that's my favorite. Describes something that is great. Extra, over the top, excessive. I've been known to be called extra.
Maybe a little bit.
A little extra.
Salty.
Kim. A little extra.
Salty, being irritated, angry, or resentful. I've also been known to be a little salty. Fit check, which is describes the reviewing of one's outfit, not a doctor's visit. Okay. And cringe is being embarrassing or awkward. Okay, Zach, what does he have to sell using these Gen Z words?
Well, all right, David, look around the room. Do you have anything in the room in front of you? A stapler, maybe?
I have it in the Kitchen with David coffee mug.
Beautiful. I love it. Wait, before you go, though, David, I'm actually really curious. How many of these words have you known before this?
I knew extra, meaning over the top or excessive.
Okay. Me too.
I think I had heard of cringe, but the rest of them are new to me.
Okay, we're gonna hope that this little experience isn't cringe for you.
So how long do we want this to be? As long as it needs to be?
I'm gonna set the timer. For every correct answer, you're gonna hear. And for every when it's over, you're gonna hear.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Fine. I think I can do
it. All right. And so,
are you going to leave those on the screen, I hope?
Yeah,
you're
going
to leave them
up
on the screen. Try to get as many words as you can. You can say them more than once.
He's going to get. Zach, you just need to let him go, honey. These people know what they're doing.
Let's do it.
All right.
You ready, David?
I am.
All right. Ready, set.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back into In the Kitchen with David. No cap. This mug is going to be a game changer in your life. I mean, when you get up in the morning and you're looking drip. I mean, come on now. And you got it all pulled together. I mean, we're talking about a fit check. We're going to do a fit check and you're looking really, really fantastic. Then what you need is a mug to kind of bring it all home. Maybe be a little Riz with your cup. Because you're having some coffee. Not only is it making you feel alive, but it's really, really bussing. I mean, you are in a place where you just are feeling a little extra before you even leave the house. Now, what I don't want you to do is get up all tired and bedraggled, acting all salty, because that's just not any way to be. What we need to do is look in the mirror, again, do that fit check, know that we are in a good place, and nobody is going to cringe when they see you coming with your In the Kitchen with David coffee mug, available right now on QVC.
Wow.
Okay. That is every, I'm talking about everything right there. That's a mic drop, David. I got cold chills.
Oh my goodness. I tell you what, so many people, when they find out what I do for a living, will put something in front of me and say, sell this. I mean, it is not something that I shy away from. It's not something I've never heard before. It is always, it's always something that I am able to, I've never used these words, however.
I want the cup. I'll just tell you that. All right, everybody, listen. Go check out all of David's new summer block programming. It starts today in the afternoon with David. I know we're in the kitchen with David. We're starting in the afternoon with David. Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, May 25th through June 22nd. And June 4th, David has a live studio audience show at Studio Park, which is part of Foodie Fest.
Which is.
And of course,
Oh, honey, your live studio audience shows are epic. And don't forget to follow David on his social media, David Venable, QVC. David, love you so much, David. Come back.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right. I love you, David. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Mwah.
Well, I expect in the kitchen.
Oh, did you just lose Kim?
I think we did.
Oh, we just lost Kim. Okay.
Do the happy dance. I can throw my hands up in the air and do like a half happy dance.
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative, and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.